Watson, you moron. I'm telling you, hey, you know how to work all these machines. You get over here and take over for Watson. Watson, go take a nap somewhere.
What are the words that leaders should never say? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And let's look at some of the things that leaders say and they absolutely should not say. Because leaders might say things that will cause permanent relationship damage in their team or in their relationship with their colleagues or even with their boss. Now, in communications, when we're teaching it, we use the percentage of 7% around the words being an important part of communication. In other words, words are 7% of effective communication, and the other 93% are things like tone and body language. But the thing about words is, once they leave your mouth, you cannot retrieve them and retract them. So therefore, they can leave people thinking it over and over in their mind. As a leader, your job is to really to build up the emotional capital with your group, with your boss, and even with your peers. After all, you want them wanting to do a favor for you. So if you're using words that are negative, it's going to actually decrease your emotional capital with them, making them less likely to want to help you out. Now, some less mature or less seasoned supervisors have been known to blurt out inappropriate comments that turn their team against them. So I just want to give you a few examples. This is by no means an exhaustive list. The first thing that you might say that you shouldn't is something like, "You're lazy," or "You're stupid." And the reason for that is you might be frustrated by whatever the behavior is. For example, usually if you're calling somebody lazy, it means that you're not happy with their sense of urgency or you think they're just doing the bare minimum to get by. When you say that somebody's stupid, you might be questioning the judgment that they put into a quality issue or a specific problem that they were trying to solve. But think about when you call somebody lazy or stupid or any other emotionally laden word that is insulting to them as an individual. When you use those words, it causes that person to develop a very deep sense of hatred for you. And hate is another one of those words that you probably shouldn't use. But you don't want your team to turn against you because you've labeled them. Now remember, when you're dealing with a personal behavior issue or a production issue, you want to talk about the issue and specifically what they did, not generally label them as lazy or stupid. So let's avoid those words for sure. Another phrase I'm going to suggest that you avoid is, "You'll never amount to anything." Now, anytime someone writes a person off, I don't think it's a good idea because who are we to judge whether the person's going to turn out to be just fine down the road? Even if you took somebody who maybe arrives to work late or, you know, tries to do the bare minimum and isn't giving the amount that they could, maybe they're just less mature, or maybe this is their first job, or maybe this is not their calling. But to tell them that they'll never amount to anything, that is a very heavy set of words to put onto someone. And I don't think you're going to make it in the job or something like that is not going to help them be motivated. If anything, I'd rather you be more encouraging to someone than to write them off in a negative way. Why not say, you know, "I see you're struggling, but I still have hopes we can work on this and you'll get better and you'll be able to meet our expectations." That should be your view, even in a disciplinary talk, is you want the person to strive for success. The third phrase that I think you should avoid is saying that you're disappointed in someone. You know, I know when I hear that, I always think of, wow, that's like when your parents told you, "I'm disappointed in you because of what you said or did to your sister or your brother." I realize that it's a very powerful phrase, and therefore, if you used it strategically, you might be able to get your team to buy in and be even more dedicated. But I think there's just so much negativity attached to being disappointed. Why not just say, you know, "The production numbers aren't where we need them to be," or "I need you to make sure that your attention to detail is increased," as opposed to "I'm really disappointed in your behavior." If you're going to use that phrase, you got to use it sparingly and you got to make sure you have the relationship with the person so that they know that you're still supporting them behind the scenes. Now, none of this means you can't address problems, right? I mean, there's going to be problems. I just want you to talk about those problems, those behaviors or performance issues in terms of specifics. Remember, focus on behaviors or performance. and avoid those kind of negative emotional words that are going to destroy the relationship you have with your team. And once it's destroyed or beaten down severely, you're going to have trouble resurrecting it later on, and it might mean the end of your leadership career, and we don't want that to happen. So let's focus on being more positive, being more specific when we comment on performance issues, and avoiding those emotionally laden words. Here are some positive words like the Leader Feeder podcast, where you can get this content on a regular basis while you're driving to work and while you're driving home. Or uniquedevelopment.com, our website where you can find all the resources you need in terms of courses, books, and materials. Or Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. Those are positive ways that you can connect with us on our community and help you become the leader that you are meant to be.